I am Andreas Hähnel from the Planetarium in Osnabrück in Germany. Well, we now have a wonderful sky over us, but just remember that this is an artificial sky. You have very large problems now in our modern civilization to see so many stars as you can see here, or perhaps even the Milky Way, because we have these artificial lights everywhere, and this light that is emitted towards the sky is scattered in the sky, and it's just like a curtain that covers the sky so that we can't see the faint stars. But if you are here under such a sky, and you even find these places in some highly industrialized nations, you find also a sky like this in some places, and it's very important to protect these places, that you do not see only the artificial sky here in our planetarium, but that you can also experience the natural sky, dark sky, that's totally different, the Milky Way. You even can discover something else. You can see, for instance, Uranus. That's normally said that's a planet that you cannot see with the naked eye in a dark place. You really can see it. Or other phenomena like the zodiacal light. That's many planetariums even can't demonstrate it. But in spring, in the evening sky, you see in the west after the dawn, you see this faint pyramid of light. That's the zodiacal light. That's the light scattered from the sun in the dust of our solar system. And even if you are in a very dark place, you can see the so-called Gegenschein. So that's the light reflected directly from this dust from the sun. So it's exactly opposite to the sun at midnight, and but this you can only see at very, very dark places. Another thing you can also see at dark places is the air glow. That's quite often, but during the last years it has been described very seldom, because most people do not see it any longer. 50, 80 years ago, there were many observations of this in Germany, but now it's too bright, and only with modern digital cameras you can take pictures of this, and you see the characteristic green light.